What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Producers Journal Podcast. My name is Derek. And it's been a while, hasn't it, since my last episode? No excuse, really, but I can make plenty. And I certainly have a lot to catch y'all up on. For anyone that's never listened to this podcast before, I'm a podcast producer and own an agency called Shelby Row Productions. And for this podcast specifically, it's just a solo host, audio-only podcast where I just talk about current events. And really, selfishly, this podcast is really for me to process through these things. Plus, I have fun getting on a microphone, talking over the music. It's kind of fun. I have a lot of different podcast projects that I host, and they're all interview style or co-host style. So this is the one where I get to just be myself and just kind of sit in my own world here and talk. And I know I keep threatening this, but I will absolutely keep trying to be more consistent with this. But until then, you know, I hope you enjoy this episode. What I'd like to talk about first is updates. Last I spoke, the Chamber of Commerce here in Hernando reached out to me, the director specifically. Her name is Sibony. She emailed me and asked if I'd be interested in maybe joining the board of directors. Now, I'm already a member. I pay the $50 a year. I go to the luncheons. I go to ribbon cuttings. I had my own ribbon cutting, hoping to have, we'll have a second one for my new studio, but I'm a member and involved. So I go to ribbon cuttings, shake hands, and people are getting to know me. And then, of course, they know me because of the Real Hernando podcast. So you put all that together, I've built relationships with the right kind of people, and my name came up when they had their last board meeting because they are looking to fill two positions. And my name came up, which I just think is amazing. As my grandmother would say, tickled pink over that. And quite honestly, if I don't get in, I'll be bummed. But just the fact that they thought of me and reached out to me means the world, because that means I'm making some waves. They recognize me. So that's great. Still no word. It's been a couple weeks. And that's what Sibony told me, too. She said the vote would be in a couple weeks. So I've tried to follow up yesterday. She was out of office. I'm trying to follow up today. I think the office is closed. I don't know. I keep getting the voicemail. So I will keep trying. I really do hope that it works out. I would love that experience. And, man, the networking and the connections I'll make through all that can only benefit me on a business front, too. But I'd go in there with my heart in the right place. I do genuinely like helping, and I think it would be great. So more updates on that here later. Hopefully maybe next week I'll have an answer for that. Cameras. The dilemma has continued and been a thorn in my ass for weeks. And I finally figured it out. And it turns out one of the cameras I already owned was perfect. It had good resolution. I'm kind of out of order here, but let me reframe that. When I first started to really think about audio and video in here, I didn't have lights, and the few cameras I did have is like Frankenstein set of cameras. I only have one really good one, and I didn't know what I was doing, and I felt like it was hard for me to frame, and then the lighting, I knew that lighting was going to come, and then I didn't like how much space that was eaten up on the floor for tripods, so I quickly was like, man, I got to figure out how to mount cameras and mount lights and everything. And then I came across or befriended a gentleman by the name of Steven who was going to help me with that. And he absolutely did. He pulled through and he mounted six LED lights in the ceiling to rain down on the table, and it works great, and it's awesome. But then he was going to help me mount cameras and mount more lighting. And we decided that I decided I wanted three new cameras, so that way they're all consistent. And he showed me this great deal on these fake GoPro cameras. If you're not familiar with what a GoPro camera is, it's those little cameras, like the little boxy looking cameras that are probably 2 square inches. And a lot of people use them to clip on something when they're going skiing, and they clip it on their helmet. You can get the waterproof ones so you can go swimming and take some cool footage, and that's what really those are for. But these were fake versions and very cheap, $80 a piece, which is cheap. A real GoPro is like $400 or $500 a piece. So I thought, this is great, and I'm taking in his advice, and they're supposed to be 4K and all this stuff. So I get these cameras, and then I just sit on them. For whatever reason, it took a while to get to the point where I really, really, truly wanted to start the video. And honestly, I do know when that happened. When I finally figured out the audio, when I got the mics I wanted, the soundboard placed where I needed it, audio side of this studio is done, and it sounds great. So then I decided to go into the cameras and quickly realized that these little faux pros, as I'm going to call them, fake GoPro, faux pro, the resolution just isn't there. And I tried all the different lighting and tried to get them brighten the lights as much as possible, which I don't like. I want a little bit of vibe, and it still wasn't good. And then I did a video, which I'm going to talk about. I did a video with my buddy Jeff. That's the next topic. But when I did that, I used my phone for one of the cameras. Now let me explain the three camera deal. You have one camera in the middle that gets like the profile of the whole desk. So you see the profile of me and Jeff, or me and the guest. It's called the two shot, wide shot, whatever. And then each participant gets its own camera. So as I sit, it will cut to my camera, and it will be a close-up of my, chest up over my head. And then it will cut to the guest's camera. So then it will cut back and forth, and it looks cool. It looks professional to have that set up. So when I did my little video with my buddy, I did the phone for the two shot, and then the faux pros for the other cameras, and it just didn't look good. The phone looked great. The lighting still wasn't great. I went too dark, but that was the whole point of sitting across from Jeff, is to test this stuff. You can't figure out what works and what doesn't work unless you do it. So it was what it was. So I started searching for cameras. I was like, all right, not a big loss in those little cameras. I think I could use them. I should be able, they're kind of fun. I can clip them onto something, and they were cheap, so not a huge loss. So I start shopping for a different camera, and I find another 4K, 60 frames per second, and that's about all I know about video cameras. But it was like $250, and it looked really nice. And I just bought one through Amazon. No risk. You can just return this stuff. Easy peasy, and with no questions asked, they just take it back. So there was no risk there. So I bought it to test it out. Garbage. Worse than the faux pros. This, no good resolution. Then I'm starting to think, what am I doing wrong? These cameras claim to be 4K, which is the highest resolution. It's supposed to be the best. And I'm not getting what I want. Is it the lighting? What's going on here? So this all went down yesterday as I record this. So finally I went to my camera, the one really good camera that I had. It's a Canon Vixia R800. And it's the camera I've been using for the Real Hernando podcast. If you go to therealhernando.com and you check out those podcasts and you open up a episode page, you'll see that I roll video, and these episodes are on YouTube, and I record them on location. I go to the guests and I record them in their store or their restaurant or their place of business, because that's the whole point of the podcast. It adds to its charm. That way we're putting people in the place. Even if they're only listening, you know, you can tell that I'm recording in their location. So that's the camera I've been using all along. Not really knowing anything about the camera, just kept everything on default settings, just turn it on, hit record, try to frame it as best I can, done deal. Well, now I decide to try it in my studio with the lighting, throw it on a tripod, and I turn it on. I can see that I'm framed right, so then I just hit record as I'm sitting here at the podcast table, right where I'm sitting right now. And I just let it record me for 10 seconds. Pull out the SD card, go to my computer, put it in there. Looks amazing. Clear, no fuzz, no like color distortion, no graininess. And I'm like, oh my God, I've had the right kind of camera or the right kind of quality camera all along. Because when I originally tried that camera, it was way before I even had lights anywhere. My only hang up was I didn't like the fact that I had tripods on the floor. So I kind of skipped a step here. A while ago, I realized mounting cameras was not an option. The way the room is set up, the wall space, and I got a giant window that covers a full wall. I quickly realized that I cannot mount cameras, and that the lighting on the ceiling is good, but I have other LED trees that take tripods that I may have to use. So inevitably, I'm going to have tripods on the floor, and with each recording session, it's going to be set up, breakdown, which I'm fine with. What's really cool is my cameras and these LED lights take batteries. Batteries create a headache because they die. They only last so long, so then you try to get two batteries per item. Okay, well, if one battery lasts 1 hour, and then, okay, you get two batteries for everything. Well, now you're looking at 2 hours. Okay, but what if I want to book 4 hours worth of recording in my studio? That becomes a problem. But the fact that there's no wires screwing across the floor, needing outlets and everything, that's what makes the battery option great. And I'll buy more batteries if I need. So I kind of skipped that part. So when I tested my Canon yesterday and realized, oh my God, this thing is amazing, I went and bought another one. So I went and found one on Amazon, and a little pricier, you know, they're like a $400 camera, but worth it. And now I'm going to have two good Canons. And then I have an old Canon R600. And for years and years and years, well, not that long, but I've had this, my mom bought me this camera a long time ago, several years ago. And it only worked when plugged in. I thought something was wrong with the battery, but it would only work when plugged in. So just for the heck of it, I pulled it out yesterday and I just opened up the lid and it turned on without being plugged in. I'm like, all right. So I guess I have that camera too. So I got a new Canon R800 coming in, have my already existing 800. I have this 600. I'm still on the fence on how well the battery is going to work. I don't know if y'all can hear that. There's a train coming through Hernando right now. But now we're good. The issue, though, is the two spot, the wide shot. These Canons don't go very wide. So in order for it to work, the Canon camera has to be far away, and I don't have space to get it far enough away. So I'm going to use my phone for the two shot. Anyways, I don't want to get too inside baseball here and bury in the weeds, but there was a breakthrough yesterday. I figured out the camera situation for the most part. Now I can really move forward. Now, let's connect this to my friend Jeff Ward, He's a good friend of mine, been friends for a long time. He's a drummer, I'm a bass player. We've played in a bunch of different bands together. And just randomly was like, hey man, like I want to test my cameras and lights. Come up to the studio. Let's just sit on these mics and talk and interview. I'll kind of interview you, but we'll just keep it casual. And it's really just something for me to record and throw it up on my channel. And that's what we did. And it was fun. You know, it really was fun. We're going to do more of that as I continue to test stuff. But if you're wondering why that happened, really, it was just I used Jeff as a, you know, a little guinea pig. And, well, he's a big guinea pig, honestly. And I'd say that to his face and he'd laugh. But it served its purpose. Now, I also have realistic expectations as far as my channel is concerned. Long form, buddy cut podcasts, as they call it, don't do as well, especially if, like, I have a small channel and no one knows who I'm talking to. If I was talking to a celebrity, different deal. That's what, you know, Joe Rogan, obviously everyone knows Joe Rogan, but he's interviewing amazing people that, you know, people are interested in hearing about. So I'm not trying to compare to Joe Rogan, but you know what I'm saying. People tend to like the shorter videos on YouTube, those 10-minute videos, easy bite size, needs to be interesting. Often it's better when it's solo and I'm looking straight into the camera on my phone. Those are the ones that do the best, especially if I'm talking about mental health stuff. Or I'm just vlogging or updating on whatever. And I haven't been as busy on the channel as I probably need to be. But when I post a video of two guys just shooting the breeze for 40 minutes, a little harder to watch for some. So not a whole lot of views, which I'm fine with. I think it's maybe a little over 300 views now. But it's all good. It's all in fun. If you are a subscriber to my channel, thank you. If you're not, go search my name, Derek Michaud. M-I-C-H-A-U-D is my last name. I'll even throw it here in the description so you can go find the channel and go ahead and subscribe. I put a lot of different stuff out there. So the last thing I want to talk about is my friend Chris Camp. He lives here in Hernando, and I met him because of the Real Hernando podcast. And he's a full-time teacher for like EMTs, firefighters. He was a firefighter for years, had to retire. I believe it's because of his shoulder. He had to have reconstruction surgery on his shoulder, and that kind of put him out of the game. But then he went to teaching. Well, he's always been like this crazy motivation speaker guy, just in general. Friends know him. They invite him to speak to their little baseball team. He's also a coach for softball, I think, and he's just the guy that's going to fire the kids up, and he's just known for that. So he decided to start a business called Motivate with Coach Camp. And by business, I mean it's an LLC, and it's just him, and he has no clients. He just wanted to create a platform and a website in hopes that that could grow someday. So that's why I had him on the Real Hernando podcast, and we quickly became friends. We think alike, and I just enjoy listening to him, and he appreciates my help to him. So now I'm kind of using him as a guinea pig as well. We're producing a podcast for him, or I am, and it's exciting. It's pro bono for now. I told him I'd get him launched and managed for 13 episodes, ideally 13 weeks. If at that point he still wants to continue it, then we need to have a business discussion. If he doesn't want to keep doing it, then okay, we tried it. But I want to help this guy. It's not free work indefinitely. But as I always try to do, I try to do things with purpose. There's always a win-win. So he's winning. He's getting free service. He has no idea how to start a podcast. My win is I get an opportunity to, for the first time, really coach someone. Never mind in person. That's exceptional too. But to really, really dig in deep and coach a person on how to properly, you know, write the messaging and the description of the podcast. Like, why are you doing it? What's it about? Who you're helping with? What some people should expect from it? You know, the real messaging, target audience. And then teach this person how to interview someone, or how to frame a topic, or how to write a good intro. There's a lot of elements there. And I get to get really hands-on with someone. And already I could see the benefit, because as I record this, he's coming in 2 days, and the goal is to record intro, outro, and an episode. We've already created his artwork. Also, we need to write the description and just kind of get the messaging, like I said. Then I was like, man, okay, I think the next step will be XYZ. So now I'm going to give him homework. He doesn't know this yet, but he's going to get homework for the next things that I need him to do that he can only do on his time. Then that following weekend, he comes in, we do XYZ, and I've already thought ahead. Okay, once those things are done, we need to do these three things next so that he's going to get homework. Come in, we accomplish what the homework was, leave with more homework. Come back, leave with more homework. Come back. And what's happening is I'm, in essence, setting up a coaching program without even realizing it. I'm like, oh, well, I'm keeping all these notes and how I'm doing this. And it's like, okay, I could literally just polish this up and make it more presentable. And it could be an actual program that I could sell. Or, you know, when I get another real client, not a real client, Chris is a real client, but, you know, someone else that's really just coming in and paying me to produce a podcast for them, I'll have this already planned out. I can just make it, all right, we meet today. All right, here's your homework today. It's already printed out and branded with the business colors on it. It looks really presentable. And I already have the system. I'll have the template. But I can't build that template without doing it. I can sit back and think of, okay, if I was developing a new client, we need to do these things, and I would have to explain this, and obviously we need to design cover artwork, and then we need intro and outro. Yeah, we need to, obviously we need to record an intro and outro and find music. But the fact that I'm doing it, and this is a tangible thing, it's forcing me to really think about it and realize I might have an idea in my head, and then when I try to implement it, either it's not going to work or I come up with a better idea. But I would not get to that point if I just had to sit down and just cold piece together and write out a coaching plan. It wouldn't be as good. But because of helping Chris, he's helping me. And we talk about it all the time. You know, he's grateful for what I'm doing for him, and I'm grateful that he's willing to let me use him as a guinea pig. Like, on paper, and in his mind, he feels like he's getting the good deal, the good end of that stick. But I beg to differ, because what I'm learning from this is priceless and invaluable, and will only make me, it's making me a better producer, especially now that I want to bring people into this room. Which I can't talk about a lot of things right now. A lot of things are bubbling up. A lot of stuff in development. But the moral of that story, when I can finally start sharing those things, is I'm coming up with some interesting ways to get people into this studio. Foot traffic. No one's going to know about my studio unless I invite them. I don't have a storefront. I don't care how awesome I am on Facebook and Instagram. I can publish great pictures, write good content, get a bunch of likes, and who knows? That's all good. You want to do that. But that will not generate people wanting to hire me. Maybe some interest here and there. I have had one person Facebook message me, hey, what are your rates? And da-da-da-da. And I kind of made it up and told them, this is the first time I've been asked that. And I told him what it would be, and he was like, okay, cool, I'll think about it, and that was it. Well, I'm thinking of ways to get people in this room so they can see it in person. And if everything works accordingly, in a course of 12 months, I should easily have 100 to 120 people through the studio. And that has to have some kind of return. And someone's going to be in here and be like, oh, wow, this is great. You know, I've always wanted to start a podcast. What would that be like? Or that person leaves and then they hear from another business person, like, yeah, I'm really looking to start a podcast. I kind of need help with it, though. I don't really know how to do it. And then Joe Schmo is like, oh, my God, you got to talk to this guy. His name's Derek Michaud. He's got a place called SRP Studios. He's a podcast producer. It's an amazing studio. You should call him. Boom. I have more chance of that happening now if I invite people here than I would if I only waited until someone was going to pay to be in here. That's eventual. That will come. But right now, I don't want to be too cryptic here, but I'm coming up with some cool ideas that's going to get asses in these seats, right? Well, man, that felt good. That felt really good. It's been a minute since I've recorded for this podcast. Another cool thing is I'm not doing it at my desk. I'm doing it in my podcast station, right at my podcast table. And I find it's easier for me to focus because I don't have my computer in front of me. It's just a little notepad with some bullet points. I had four. No updates from chamber, cameras, recording with my friend Jeff, and Motivate with Coach Camp. All crossed off. I think that's a solid episode, and really enjoyed doing it. And I hope you enjoy listening to these stories. And if you're a producer out there, maybe this stuff will help you. I forgot to mention that, you know, please check out my Patreon link in the description. There's a tier in there called the Tip Jar. It's just $1 a month. That's all it is. Typically, Patreon, you get premium content for that subscription, but you don't with this one. That's why it's only $1 a month, and it's called the Tip Jar, just as it sounds. If you feel like you can spare $1 a month to just support this podcast, that's greatly appreciated. Also, you can check me out on Instagram at Shelbyrow Productions LLC and on Facebook at SRP Studios. That's something I should have mentioned in this. I'm going to make a note for my next episode and talk about the new name. You know, it's still Shelbyrow Productions, but I want to call it a studio. So it's SRP Studios, Shelbyrow Productions. So the Facebook page has been changed to that, and there's reasons for that, and not Instagram. Here I am trying to finish this podcast, and you can't shut me up. I'm having that much fun. All right, until next time, y'all have a good day. Take care.